coming up next to the stage, we have a Your Stories champion. He's done this show a lot of times, and I'm going to be honest, about 75% of the time, I'm pretty sure he's told a version of a slash fiction story where he's hooking up with Gambit. I don't know what's in store for tonight, but please, with that in mind, let's all welcome Kyle Talley.
But
you're welcome.
I just cheered myself. I was like, woo! I'm trying to open my phone. It's not doing it. So, originally when I contacted the Nerdlogs about asking if I could do a story in the show, I was going to talk about my favorite two Tom Hanks movies, That Thing You Do and You've Got Mail. Which are movies that, like, really allowed me to, like, bond with my mom. No, like, you're laughing, but I'm serious. Like, you know, like, me and my mom, like, have a very tempestuous relationship. And so, like, those movies are very, like, paramount to, like, our relationship. But recently, last Tuesday, something happened in my real day IRL life that is very catch me if you can. And so I thought I would relate that story to you guys. So Tuesday at like 10 o'clock. If this was like 24, it would be Tuesday at 10 o'clock. I'm in my bathroom getting high, taking a shower. Which is like fairly consistent of my mornings. Because I work at 3:30. So I'm taking a shower, and my roommate Drew knocks on the door, and he's like, "Hey, dude, is it you in there?" And I say, "Yes, it's me. Of course, it's me. Who else would it be at like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday? It's not like, you know, we live with another person, but he goes to work real early, so it would have to be me." So I think, wow, that's weird. Like, why is Drew, like, Drew's about to go out of town. Why is he asking if it's me in the shower? So I continue to, like, take the shower. And then I get out, and I check my phone, and I'm like, oh, wow, I have, like, 3 missed calls from my parents and 2 texts. And I'm like, oh, shit. Somebody died. Like, somebody's dead. Like, you know, like, you get that call, like, it's like, oh, you know, your folks, they don't call, like, multiple times unless somebody's, like, seriously injured or, like, your parents are my parents. So I call my dad, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, Kyle, where are you? And I'm like, I am in my bathroom. And he's like, oh, man, son, you wouldn't believe it. Your grandparents got a call this morning. Somebody saying you were in jail. And I'm like, no. No. And he's like, yeah. He's like, son, promise me nothing's wrong. Like, you're not in jail, are you? And I'm like, no. I am naked in my bathroom, talking to you on the phone. Yeah, get a picture of that. Yeah. And he's like, well, your mother is over your grandparents' house, and they are just freaking out. Your grandfather has nearly lost his mind. They are just so worried about you. And I'm like, well, I will call them. So I get off the phone, and I call my mom on her cell phone, and she's just like, son, where are you? And I'm like, Mom, I am at the house. She's like, oh, thank God. Someone called your grandparents and said that you were in a car with marijuana. And I'm like, oh. And that you had gotten arrested. And I was like, well, and she was like, here, just speak to your grandmother. And so I get the story from my grandmother. She explains that, like, somebody called. And first they put me on the phone, and I know, I was like, no, I didn't do that. And they explained that, like, I had been driving around with somebody, and they had found weed in the car, and I was like, ooh, that is a very close estimation. Like, I don't have need for a car. If I'm driving around, it's like with an Uber, and, like, at that point, I know my rights and I'm a white man, so I'm not going to get fucked with. Like, just the reality of our society, folks. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just reflecting. So then my grandmother then says, oh, well, you know, that's when I knew something was up because it didn't sound like you. And I was like, well, what did they say? And she said, they said, oh, well, I had a bad cold. And that's also a very, like, because I get colds a lot. So that's a very, these guys were, they did their research. And so at that point, like, they put up another guy on the phone. And he was a police officer. And I was making my one call, and I had to, they had to wire $10,000 to a bank account to for a lawyer, or else like I was gonna get sent to someplace like the jail of no return. And so they and the person they spoke with initially was my grandfather, who is 87 years old, and he is not necessarily the most cohesive. And so. After she explained that entire story to me, he gets on the phone and he I'm going to do an impression of him because this is it's kind of funny. He has a very deep southern drawl and he is very gravelly in nature. It's very hard to understand me. He's like, Kyle! Kyle said, now son, I want you to swear to me that you aren't in jail right now. And I was like, Papa, it's Mimi and Papa, by the way, if you were wondering, that's what I refer to. I was like, Papa, I'm not, I swear to you, I'm not in jail. Even if I was, I'd have to be carrying more than 10 grams to even get more than a $200 ticket. And so, you know, we're good. And my grandmother was like, see, I thought that, she's like, 10 grams is an awful lot. And I was like, Mimi knows. So I swore to him and you know, they finally calmed down and they explained, you know, thankfully they didn't send any money. You know, Mimi had enough sense to say that doesn't sound like Kyle. And also she was like, they made a point of saying like, oh, we didn't want to tell, the reason they didn't call my folks was like, oh, I didn't want them to know, which was like the opposite of the case. I would never want my grandparents to know that I was arrested for weed, but like, I don't give a fuck to my parents now. And so, like, that was big red flag. And so she didn't pay him out. But thankfully, you know, nothing bad happened. So I have moral of the story is, folks, if you have grandparents or very gullible parents, warn them about people out there who are trying to solicit money for you being, like, DUI or getting high or whatever. And the second thing, I have a buddy who actually is on the police force back home in Richmond, Virginia, where I'm from. And I had him trace the number. And the number was into a Beverly Hills, California, and listed to a Barry Allen. Comic books! Comic books! He's a kid, he reads comic books! That's right, folks, 2002's Leonardo DiCaprio was scamming my grandparents. Alright, thanks so much. By the way, on April 26th at this very venue, we are premiering a web series that I myself and my sketch group and the guys that we work with, the Streetwears' Apprentice, we're premiering that. So if you guys are interested and thought I was funny or thought anything of that, please come out and see it. And yeah, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to plug that for you, Kyle, but then you took care of it. I realized I should have said that Barry Allen was one of my heroes because that's the reference in the Tom Hanks movie. But you guys, I grew up with Wally West. All right, this is the Nerdalogs. I love Wally West.